This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Good morning, Cardinal Nation. The show, Two Birds on a Bat, that's our Monday edition. And it's Steve-O and Will, intern Will here. No BMO, no Cromer, no special guest. It's just us for, what are we going to do, 30, 40 minutes? We just got to put out a show, right?
Yeah, I guess just whatever works for you.
Whatever works for me. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on out there in Cardinal Nation. But, Will, I'm going to need you to step up to the plate. All right?
All right. I'll be your Tommy Edman.
You're going to be my Tommy Edman. I love it. You're not going to be my Carp, right?
No.
Gosh, disappointment there. But so let's talk a little bit about this. See, I'm old, Will. And I know we're here in the patio studio, but usually they got like boards written up here for me to follow. But I'm old. I talk so much Cardinal baseball week in and week out, not on the show per se. I mean, all the normal listeners know that I've been kind of spotty this year with my normal business going on. But it's constant. I mean, it's friends, it's buddies, it's, you know, my fantasy baseball group, it's a fantasy football group, it's family, it's anybody I run into, because they know I do the show, they know I'm in tune with the cards a little bit. They all want to talk. So where did we leave it last week? I think we left it, we were in first place, or right?
Right.
And we were coming up on the trade deadline, and I think I went on a little rant about, do we make a move, do we not make a move? What was I talking about last week, Will?
I think you got it. And then we saw that, of course, they didn't. And then they pulled up Carp after he got two hits in one game.
That's important to bring him up when he's hot, right?
Sure. Yeah, I guess 2-for-26 is the new hot in the minor leagues. Yeah,
well, you know, it is AAA, so it's you know, a little tough. I never did get that. I get hitting the ball hard. Maybe not having luck, you know, you're not getting that flair in. I mean, what was it in Major League, right? Or Bull Durham, when mm-hmm. the guy, Kevin Costner, was like, you know, the difference between, you know, 250 and 300 hitter, a guy that stays in AAA and a guy that makes it to the big leagues, is one extra base hit a week. You know, and he breaks down the math. There's X many, you know, games in a week. There's, you know, you got this many plate appearances, you got this many opportunities, you're going to get this many at-bats in a season, blah, blah, blah. One extra, what do you call it, a C&I ground ball, a little flair, a little Texas leaguer, right, is the difference between 250 and 300. Breaks down all the math. Now, I get that, and I play ball, and I understand that one. I mean, I just had one the other night. You know, late running to the ball game, had other things, just needed to get game credit in. I get up, taking that bat. We're, you know, leading pretty good. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to just try to hit the ball. I'm going to try to crush the ball. Mm-hmm. Got jammed a little bit, but hey, hit it where they ain't. Everybody kind of laughed. And, you know, I've been playing with these guys forever. Uh-huh. So, you know, even the opposing team, and they're looking at me and they're like, are you really going to take that? I go, I really shouldn't. But Texas leaguer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hit it where they ain't. I would much rather hit the ball hard. So is that, you know, and that's what Carp was talking about. Is he having good at-bats? Is he seeing the ball? Does he feel good? But 2-for-26, bro. You're not even getting the Texas leaguer. And sometimes you need that. Even when you're going good, you have that luck. Mm-hmm. So I'm not buying into it. You know, they kept him down probably as long as they could, and now they're forced to bring him up, and these guys getting paid. This guy's getting a big paycheck. You got to play him. That's the frustrating thing with professional sports.
Mm-hmm.
It's not little league. You know, you don't get everybody equal time. And, oh, I get it. You know, little Jimmy's really good ball player, but, you know, eventually he's got to sit out, and we're going to take our chances with sending him out against these scrubs over here and let these other kids play. But 2 for 26, bro.
Yeah, that's not good enough. And we saw it yesterday. He went 1 for 5. Yes, he got a hit, but he actually lowered his batting average. So I don't know what they're going to do. And going rolling into L.A., I really hope they put our best guys out there.
Yeah, well, and all the – what was the hype on? Well, you know, look at the guys replacing him. He's got a better on-base percentage and this and that and the other thing. So, I wish we had BMO on today. Could we, you know, talk about the mentality of the team? You get to – you're hot. You're in first place. All of a sudden, here comes a trade deadline. It comes and goes. You know, and I think it's always hindsight's 20/20. I think you always look back and you change your tune based on the narrative, the story that's in front of you, right? This is what we had. We didn't make a move, so here's what we got. Hey, we feel comfortable with who we got out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the narrative. Hey, we think we can win with the guys that we have on the roster. Okay, well, if that's the case, then why were you trying to make a move? If you really believe that you can win with these guys, then why the two orders from a few good men? Why does Private Santiago have to be shipped off the base immediately if you've told everybody not to touch him? Why do you feel that you can win, yet you're trying to make a move? And they weren't there. You know, hey, we couldn't do it. Price was too much. We have value. You know, all the mosaic-like things, and everybody's all over him. I'm a Mo fan. I don't care. I'm a fan, guys. I don't live or die with the Cardinals. They don't change my life. They put zero money in my pocket.
They actually take it away from me.
They take it away, right. They've probably, by playing these last 3, now 4 years and not being super great, being, you know, a little bit below the standards that Cardinal fans want to see, they've probably saved me money. That Philly cheesesteak, being as bad as it is, has saved me money. That's my whole point is, listen, be a fan. Enjoy it. You cannot get caught up in what Mo does, what Mo doesn't, what DeWitt does. Is Gersh any good, or can these guys hit? I get it. It's an escape from reality, from real life. But, guys, don't get all bent out of shape out there. I mean, I'm reading posts on them, and this guy needs to be fired. This guy needs to go. This guy's terrible. Man, just relax. Pump the brakes. What did Aaron Rodgers say? And I use a lot of these quotes. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. Enjoy it. Get caught up in it. Be emotional with it. Ride the highs. But don't go so low. Because at the end of the day, just let the Cardinals be an identity for feeling good. When they tank like they did these last couple of days. And listen, Houston, Oakland. Hey, Oakland's playing pretty good.
Yeah.
Houston, let me tell you, we don't deserve to be on the same field as Houston. I mean, we don't have that.
No, we don't have their top five, their rotation that they added to.
They're in position.
Yes.
They're in position that they think they can win it. I mean, what the thing in whatever, the Sports Illustrated thing came out in 2013, the cover, it says, here's your 2017 World Series champs.
Right.
They knew it was coming. Okay? Let them run it if that's what they're doing. Hey, everything in this world is cyclical. Mm-hmm. You know, except for the Blues, I guess. You know, I mean, it took a long time to get that.
Well, but I'm hoping it's not cyclical if it's that long.
Yeah, exactly. But, it's going to come and it's going to go. We're lucky enough as a fan base that we really don't have those rebuilding years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? you know, unfortunately, you're 3 years without making a playoffs. You're sitting in, is it second place right now in the Central?
Game and a half out and a half game up in the wild card. But so we're still in the playoffs.
You're still in the playoffs. Okay? You got it. You're there. It's August 5th. And you're playing meaningful baseball. If the season were to end today, you're in.
That's all you got to do.
Exactly. And that's where you want to be. So I don't get all the, you know, the fire Mozeliak. DeWitt needs to sell the team. You need to get somebody else in here. We talked about that last show. What kind of owner do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want the guy that's super emotional, that just rides the wave, that's involved in everything? Or you want a guy that's a business guy that sits there and says, listen, this is how we run our business. Mm-hmm. If it's there to have, we're going to get it. If it's not, we're going to pass on it. Now, what eventually happens with that as you keep going through where you keep missing on trades and everything at the deadline, what eventually happens, you start moving those parameters, okay? Mm-hmm. So what's my analogy? I would say something about me being an ugly guy, and, you know, eventually you gotta date gals in your class. Now, I outkick my coverage, so, but I've seen guys outkick their coverage. But most people that are average looking like me aren't going after supermodels, right? Bro, know your place. Know where you're at, right?
Yes.
So that's the whole thing. Eventually, you either lower that bar or you've got to step up your game. In the past, the Cardinals have stepped up their game. They're not getting their people right now from a standpoint of the trade. But who's going to argue with Andrew Miller and
Paul Goldschmidt?
Goldschmidt, exactly. I mean, you made your deadline, trade deadline moves.
In the offseason.
In the offseason. Guess what? What if we wouldn't have got Goldschmidt and say you traded for him now? You know what everybody would be saying? Well, shit, you could have had that 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you get him before the season? If you make a trade, why didn't you do that beforehand?
It wasn't there, I guess.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is because I'm not in that room. I'm not burning up 29 other phone lines trying to figure out what moves I can make. Mm-hmm. That's not my business model. I'm not in there. And neither is everybody else out there that's listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Unless Mozeliak's listening. I know Mo loves the show.
He loves
when I host it.
Sure.
He loves it. So Mo, hey, bud, would love to have you on. I'd send you a couple softballs, let you tee them up and hit them out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking the hard question.
That's not our job here.
That's not my job here. I'm a fan show. Be a fan. Enjoy it.
Yes.
So we go on a rant last week. We had the Cubs. We took, what, 2 out of 3 from the Cubs?
Yeah.
Which is what you want to do.
Yes.
Houston comes to town, right? Or was that? Houston
was before. They took 2 of 3 from us.
2 of 3. And then we just
got swept.
Crapped the bed here.
In right? Oakland.
In Oakland. Mm-hmm. And now we got to go face the Doyers, right? I think that's Spanish. Doyers?
Sure. If Benji's here, he can correct us, or he can correct us later.
Yeah. Doyers, Polo could even do that. Well, that's who we should have called. We should have called Polo. He was out in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's just atrocious, the stadium.
Huh.
Just brutal. Brutal environment and everything. They're not drawing. This is a good team out there not drawing. Now he's going to Dodgers, going to get himself a Dodger dog. Which, would you eat one of those? Are you a hot dog guy?
I mean, I'd give it a try. Why not? If you're going to be in Dodger Stadium, you got to get the Dodger dog. But
I'm with you. I'm a hot dog guy, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a hot dog guy. I was up in Portillo's, up in Chicago this past weekend, doing some sports memorabilia shopping. And, man, that Portillo's, the Chicago dog, the chili cheese dog, the beef sandwich. I'm getting hungry right now. It's about 11:15. I just went back into the old intern studio back there in the very back, and my son JJ's back there. I'm like, hey, son, I'm going to be ready to eat about 11:45. I'm going to do a quick show here.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready to get after it. So I think I'd hit a Dodger dog.
I'd go after it. If I'm ever in L.A., I'll go for it.
But we should have definitely called when – and Benji was a late scratch.
Yes. You know,
a late scratch on us. But BMO, we hope Hope you're doing good. And I think he just had a regular doctor's appointment checkup thing. But he'll check out flying colors, man.
It's BMO.
It's BMO, right? But the interesting statistic, and I know that, you know, to get on the whole rant, you know, continue that going, everybody always wants to say, oh, well, stop going to the games. Stop going to the games. That'll show them. What, do you want to be Oakland? Don't you guys want to be proud that when you look at the attendance, I think it said, was it New York was number one?
Dodgers were two. I think we're three, but our market.
No, I think we were two, and I think Dodgers were three, and Chicago was four. And then they said, you know, New York has like 17 million. L.A. has 13 million people. Chicago has 9 million. And St. Louis has 2.8 million. You know, and we've drawn 2.3 thus far this year. Mm-hmm. Did you see that Twitter? Somebody posted that tweet.
We are second.
We're second, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, be proud of that. You go to the game. You support your team. You support a team that's in the hunt. Always. You know, we didn't go through three or four absolutely 100-loss seasons like Houston did. Would you want that?
No.
Why would you want that? What, so you can have three or four good years like Houston's going to have?
And they didn't even know they were going to get that. They were hoping.
Exactly. There's no guarantee. I would rather go to the stadium. I would rather cheer for a team that has a chance every year.
Yes.
Than the team that all of a sudden builds it up, loses, 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 get all these guys in a hopper, and then decides they're going to win for three or four years, and then they're going to shut it down again and be terrible again. Now, maybe Houston won't. I mean, that's a big market. That's, I think, the fourth largest market in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So maybe they won't now, but they went through some bad times. I mean, what, they were competitive with us in, you know, 04, 05, 06.
Oh, they were awful.
And then all of a sudden, from 6 to 16,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know what the record is, but they were irrelevant.
Yes.
So would you like to go through a 10-year stretch where you're terrible, or would you like to go through a 3-year stretch where, gosh, we just fell short of the playoffs? Man, if he makes one more move, we're probably in. Guys, we got it made.
Yes.
I love the Dallas Cowboys. They're the most obnoxious fans out there, and they've been terrible for, God, we're going on almost 30 years now.
When was my dad's a Cowboy fan too. When was the last time they won? 95?
Yeah, the 96, January 96, mm-hmm. right? I think it was. Yeah.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. Do you want to do that?
No.
I don't want to do that.
Do we want to be the Reds?
Don't want to be the Reds. I don't want to be Tampa Bay. I don't want to be the Marlins. Okay? I like being the Yankees of the National League. Now, guess what? It's hard to compete, and we're starting to see the economics of baseball more and more and more and more all the time.
Yes.
Okay? So you're going to have to realize that you are a mid-market team. You're going to have to play mid-market baseball, and you're going to have a lot of luck. But you're not going to go out there and sign Stanton, Judge, Correa. You're not going to go sign all these guys as free agents. You know what you need? You sign Goldschmidt. You signed your lefty, Andrew Miller, and then you're going to have Matt Carpenter actually hit a baseball this year. You got Colton Wong, who I've been on, right? I liked him. He hadn't played worth a damn. He's going to wear a gold glove this year at the end of the year.
Hope so.
And he's hitting good now. You know, and I get it. He has times where he isn't. But would you trade him for somebody else? Or do you want Colton Wong out there? Because last year they were ready to ship him out. Year before, he was get rid of him. Why did you sign him? I don't know. I'm not in that room.
No, he's a defensive player.
He's got some defense pop. First.
He's got some, but his best years have been when he's had around 10 home runs and hits about 300.
Yeah. So, you know, at the end of the day, I guess my message is be a fan and enjoy it and ride the good times and try to not jump off the Brooklyn Bridge if you've gone through a little bit of a slump like we have these last 5 or 6 games, and just pump the brakes. Now I got to get my little computer box here to work. I got hooked up here to the interwebs out there. I got to pull some stuff up, Will. I got to see what we did. You know, Oakland just, we just weren't real competitive out there. And Oakland, that's a tough team, but
they're not the upper echelon.
They're not the upper echelon, but they got a really nice team.
Yes.
And you go out there and you didn't play the level of baseball that you needed to play in order to win.
Right.
Competitive, I get it, but you can't have bases loaded and striking out with the ball out of the strike zone.
No, you can't have a pitcher not going to making it through the fourth inning.
Right. You got to get out there and you've got to battle and take every at-bat like it's the ninth inning, right?
Make every bat count, fight on, get on base. Like Colton Wong did yesterday with that 97-mile-an-hour pitch that jammed him, and he took it to left field.
Yeah. Dumped it in, got a little bit closer, and then what happens? You come out in the bottom of the eighth, mm-hmm. and you give up a run. And that's a momentum killer.
Yes.
You know, you go in and you battle, and you get it from a 3-1 game to a 3-2 game, and all of a sudden your relief goes out there, lets you down. And I can't remember what the sequence was, but a couple hits. Did they have a walk in there?
I think it was two walks.
Two walks in
there. A wild pitch here and there.
Yeah, and that's the frustrating thing. It was there for the taking. I can't believe it, man. I'm just looking at it. We did the show before we played the Cubs.
Yeah.
God, I'm getting old. I just can't even remember that. I'm like, I thought we just came off the Cubs game.
No, we were going in, and we were first place was on the line, and we came out triumphant, and then we then we lost two in a row.
Well, crap, we could even review that. No, we did a show last Tuesday or Wednesday.
It was Tuesday. We didn't post it until Friday, just logistical issues.
Oh, you sure it wasn't Wednesday before trade deadline?
Yeah, we did it Tuesday night, or like it was like 5 o'clock on Tuesday, or 4 or 5 o'clock. I don't know.
Yeah, remember. It was. God, I'm old, Will. I'm losing track of things. But like I said, I talk too much baseball all the time. So we knew we beat them on Monday. Tuesday come out. Cubs get you 2-0, all right? You turn right back around on Thursday and just stick it up their rear ends.
As John Lester said.
Yeah, as John Lester said. That's right. I mean, Kyle Hendricks got us pitch good on Wednesday.
He's pitched up well against us all year.
Yep, frustrating. I get it because on TV, it doesn't look like it's that tough to hit.
Right, but then Pitching Ninja comes out and shows you actually it is.
Yeah, for sure. Thursday, you go out there, smoke them, head on out for a Saturday, Sunday, get, you know, not real competitive on Saturday, but you had some opportunities in there, mm-hmm. and the same thing with Sunday. Now we got a day off. No day off. We go right to L.A. today, right?
Our last off day was Friday, which was strange. I can't believe they had a...
Yeah, that was weird, and that's probably what's throwing me off is I'm used to that three-game set there over the weekend, but we got the Dodgers tonight. Tomorrow and Wednesday, and that West Coast swing gets everybody all up in, how late can you stay up? Can you watch it?
Well, I'm 22. I can do it.
You can do it. Yeah, I'm way older than that, and I'm going to struggle with the, you know, I'll probably make it through about the fourth or fifth inning if I'm lucky.
Admirable effort. Admirable.
Yes. And mind you, I'm probably going to be on an Aleve PM and a couple of melatonin, so... I like those things to sleep through the night.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Not yet.
So it's going to be interesting because you're first place wild card, right?
Right.
But you still have that opportunity. And the Cubs did a little bit of damage to our Milwaukee Brewers. So didn't hurt us too bad there. Milwaukee's how far back on us right now?
Let me see. I think a game and a half back of us and three games back of the Cubs.
They're 2.5 back of us, it appears to be.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So not too much change. I mean, if you look at the last 10, and the computer box is working now, Cubs 6-4, we're playing .500 ball. Brewers 4-6, so the Cubs helped us out. And that's another interesting dynamic that we always kind of go back and forth on, okay?
Right. Who do we root for when our rivals are playing?
Who do you root for? Do you want to... at least knock off one team, or do you want them to kind of beat each other up you know, and split, or, you know, hey, this is a 2-1, you know, ball game, or, you know what I'm saying? You know, they 2-1 series, Cubs 1-2, Milwaukee 1-1, so nobody really gets away anywhere. You know, there's no separation between second and third. There's no separation between first and second, but everybody's in the hunt. So you kind of – that it's, changes as the
– it's a catch-22. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I get it there. So, you know, but at the end of the day, you're sitting at 50 – what? 52? Is my math right? 52 games left? Is that right?
Yeah, I think
so. Is that quick math? Did I do that in my head?
I think you did.
I didn't even have the abacus out.
We need to get Penn and Teller.
Yeah. 52 games left. So realistically, kind of that home stretch, 2 months, let's go play some ball. Let's figure out what's going on here. But you're going to have to, looking at this lineup, you're going to have Carpenter hit.
You're going to have that. And looking past L.A., look, we got a stretch of nine games against Pittsburgh, Kansas City, and Cincinnati. So we really could clean up there.
God, that is super nice. Although, Cincinnati, we'll see what happens with
Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, with that one. That's always been kind of, you know, that playing down to that level. Whenever you get in there, there's still that rivalry feel with Cincinnati, too. You know, and Pittsburgh as well, you know. And I know last time we went into Pittsburgh, had a real good four-game sweep up there. So Kansas City always plays us tough. Reds seem to always play us tough. And then you got the Brewers and Colorado. So you got a lot of tough games and a lot of really could swing either way. You just don't know what you're going to get from our club, our consistency.
We'll just have to see. It's going to be a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Man, coming strong. I like it. I like the Forrest Gump thing.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep going. If you can work in a Shawshank Redemption quote in here somewhere.
Uh-huh.
All right? Let's work on that. I'm going to try to tee one up to you for Shawshank Redemption, but we got to get something going. Then you're hitting, like, all sorts of good movies. We've hit Bull Durham, A Few Good Men, Forrest Gump, great stuff.
Yes.
What else we got today? Anything?
Well, I'm just saying, look, here we got to get our sponsors in.
You gonna roll that off?
I'm gonna do it for my employer. I'll do it for Adam Smokehouse, get our favorite place to get some barbecue. We've got a picture signed. Yanni says it's his favorite place to eat ribs. They are open for dinner. Don't forget that. Just know that you might want to call ahead just to make sure that we don't sell out of what you got. And this Saturday, we're going to be at Grub and Groove. It's going to, here, let me pull up where that is.
That's the thing, man. I never go out for dinner barbecue just because, I won't say never. I've done it down in Texas when we were down there. You know, when you're out of town and you're kind of forced to do it then. Mm-hmm. But you're going local. Bro, get in the car at like 10:30. Roll into these places at 11 when they just open.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to do it. I don't want you to be sold out of ribs.
No, that's why you got to call ahead and make sure we hold them for you.
You can do that? Like, you can reserve a rack of ribs?
Well, the way we do it, you call in, we'll have it reserved for you, and then you can just take it home and enjoy it home after a long day of work. We are open at 7, Tuesday through Thursday, at 8 o'clock Friday and Saturday, and then we close at 4 on Sundays. We're closed on Mondays all day.
God, love Adams. We wanted them over here in the Edwardsville market, a little bit closer. But couldn't really make that happen. What's your favorite thing there?
Ooh, my favorite is a special on Fridays. It's called Montreal Smoked Meat. It's corned beef that we throw on the smoker, and it comes out great. My favorite regular thing is a brisket, and then if I were allowed, I'd say ribs, but I'm not allowed to eat those without paying a little bit of my own for it.
Oh, that's not on the free menu for the employees.
It
huh?
is not.
Damn. Well, I tell you what, if you get a chance, get out to Adams. What's the address over there? It's off of Watson?
Yeah, it's 2819 Watson. It's right off Hampton.
Get over to Adams. This guy's a great guy, big sponsor, big fan of the show. Always lets BMO go down there with a couple racks of ribs for the guys to share around. So, hey, I just had something pop into my head that I got a text from, like, the United States Postal Service. All you guys that are wanting to know, that apparently Jimbo has been packaged And he's on, like, the express package for USPS. So they'll be delivering him, hopefully, by the end of the week here.
That soon?
He's getting mailed. I mean, the kid doesn't fly. I mean, they're putting him on, like, a tractor trailer or something, all packaged up.
Got to make sure he gets here somehow, some way.
Man, that's it'd be nice to have him back. I know he's been out there on the West Coast swing, too. Did he really hurt us out there? I hope he's, like, you know, give him some Dodger bad mojo to get a couple of wins out there. I'd like to at least split with him. Don't you think?
Well, it's three games, so I'd like to at least take one. They do have the best home record in baseball at 43-15, they're 34 games above 500 and 40 with 40 losses. But hey, four of those were to us earlier this season when we weren't playing our best baseball.
Got to do something.
And we got to do something with this upcoming schedule. We can't play like we did in Oakland and remind ourselves that some birds aren't meant to be caged.
What do we got here, bud? Is that our Shawshank Redemption?
That was.
What was that? A little when he was reading at the end, talking about something.
That was just from Red. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, from Red. I think it was right there towards the end. Some birds aren't meant to be caged, but God, nice reference there. Working it in. Do we have to tease something else? Like, I don't know. I'll figure out something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it. Who else? Go through the rest of the sponsors.
We got Innovative Companies. We got M4 by Yachty, made for the best. We've got the Gators Baseball Academy. If you got your son or daughter, make sure they check them out. They've got a great, great people that matters who they put in front of people as people, not just players. Who else?
They got a great facility out there in Wentzville, too. I was out there practicing with a youth group, helping out, doing some stuff. But, man, just a great facility. I haven't been over to the one over here on the Illinois side. I'm not sure where they're located. I know Jim's working a lot with them, putting together some things, got some pretty nice coaches. So if you got a son out there looking to get some competitive select baseball and they want some really, really strong coaching, get them involved in Gator baseball. Real good stuff happening there.
And also the Ooh La La Anti-Aging and Wellness Center, make sure you take care of your skin.
Ooh La La's a sponsor now?
I think so.
Holy cow. Can I get like a little Botox, make me look a little bit younger? Well, what do I got to do?
We've still got that package over there the gym never took home, the regimen thing.
Oh, man, I might have to look into that. And that's on his desk. He won't know it's missing, right?
As far as I know. I mean, it's been there for however long.
You know what? We've kind of begged on BMO. We need to get Yachty on the phone. We need some stuff, some gear sent in here for some M4. That's what I need. Couple shirts, another hat or two. I like his hats.
Yes.
You got one of those yet?
Not yet.
You got to get one, man. They're really nice. And everybody always says, what is that? Always ask me, mm-hmm. What is that? Yachty, you got to get your promotional people out there doing a little bit better, all right? Get them out there knowing what M4 by Yachty is because it's a great, worthwhile cause out there. A lot of money going to the foundation from buying those items. So make sure you check them out.
For sure.
And then Randy and Stephanie Green.
They shake your hand, they'll take care of it.
All right.
And you name it around your home, I think they got somebody that'll help you out.
Yeah. Honest, come over, get you taken care of.
30 years of experience.
Man, you're just reading this off. He didn't type anything out for you? Usually he types stuff out and he goes, you have to read it like this. I go, I can't do it. I can't do it. Off the cuff. All right, let's see. That's about the show, I think, bro.
Yeah, we'll just have to see what they do. I mean, it's a will they or won't they, I think, again.
Well, I don't think...
not the front office. It's a team that they have.
I don't think you can complain too much from where we're at without making any moves. You just got to get out there and play. You got to let those guys between the lines, those guys on the field, the ball's in their court. They're going to have to play to their level or above if you're going to have a chance.
Right, and our upcoming schedule is favorable. We'll just have to see what they do.
50 games left?
52.
52 games left, and I'm sure I'll be on before the end of the 52nd game.
Sure, and I think I'm only seeing a few team series in the remaining schedule that are above teams that are above 500 at this moment.
All right, let's get after it.
Yeah, we're in a good spot. We'll just have to see what they do.
How do they subscribe to the show here? How do they promote us? Get on Facebook, get on Twitter.
And then I've been posting on Instagram every now and then. I'm not sure how exactly how you share it and stuff. Just give us a like and follow. You can tweet, you can share it on Facebook, and you can retweet it on Twitter. And then, honestly, tell us what you think, and then we'll try to incorporate that into our next shows.
Don't tell me what you think, because I'm terrible at this. So wait until Jimbo's back. He's the real pro, and you can let him know how good he is. So, yeah, no comments about the show. Like, oh, man, this guy's terrible. His voice annoys me. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Right, but we shouldn't let that get to Jimbo's head, should we?
Well, maybe. He does a real good job on the show. I know that.
I'm not saying he doesn't, but do we really need to let his head get that?
He might not be delivered from the post office, man. They didn't send him FedEx. They didn't send him UPS. I heard at one point they tried to get Amazon drone to bring him back in.
But wait, then he'd be flying.
He would be flying, and he like flipped out on that because he was going to do Amazon, you know, because they got the Amazon Prime. He can be here in like 2 days. And then he's like, I got to get on a drone? No, I'm out. So he's priority mail, USPS. Hopefully he'll be here by the end of the week.
Well, remains to be seen.
Remains to be seen. Or he might stay in California. Who knows? I think he's at like Coronado Hotel or something in San Diego. So he might not leave. Who knows?
Might be stuck with us.
All right, folks. Well, that's it, man. It's a short show. I appreciate you listening. If you listened, see, we could have done a major league. What did he say there? Nobody's listening anyway.
Yeah.
appreciate it. From intern Will, this is Steve-O, Birds on a Bat Show. Go Birds!
Let's go Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.